to be bringing you that might answer some very important questions. We're talking about science and spirituality, the science of oneness, with a very wonderful guest, Dr. and Master Rulin Shu, who's here in the studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So nice
Thank
to see you,
Cindy.
In person.
Thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
And
so
also,
honored.
I'm honored, and so wonderful to see you again, Malia.
Thank you, Cindy.
You've been bringing to Maui all these wonderful people. It's just I feel like so many doors are opening that you bring
Thank
in with
you.
This
it's,
special
it's,
guest.
It's a group of us that are doing it, Satori Family Wellness Center, as well as Shenqi Jing Wellness. So we're very, very honored to have these wonderful people come to
Absolutely.
Maui. Yes.
Well, Dr. and Master Rulin Shu is here and talking tonight. She's the author of Soul, Mind, Body, Science System, The Grand Unification Theory and Practice. She's the author of a book called Divine Love and a lovely book soon to be released called Tao Science. And the workshop is going to be tonight. And that's the kickoff night tonight at your lovely center, which
yes.
is right there at 111 Kane Street, right across from Foodland.
Yes, here in at Seichinoye, yes.
That's going to be starting tonight at 6 o'clock to 8,
yes.
and that's free.
Yes, it's free.
And then there's a wonderful workshop tomorrow, Chinese New Year celebration.
Actually, we'll be at Maui Mall.
At the
tomorrow.
Maui Mall,
yes.
Which is a wonderful way to go.
Yes.
I know that's going to be so big. There's
yes.
going to be all kinds of beautiful children's activities
yes.
going on there to celebrate.
We'll
and
have the Tao calligraphy there. Master
oh, are
Rulin
you?
Will be there. Yes.
Oh, how
we have
wonderful.
Lots in store for those who are
I have
be
to
there.
Stop by that one.
Thank you. We'll be
yeah.
near Pizza Hut. Right oh,
okay. good to know.
Yes.
And I know the Lion
it's
Dances is
twine.
Later
yes.
at 1:30, uh-huh. but there's Narcissus Queen
yes.
will be there. And
mm-hmm.
a lovely, you haven't probably seen that before, have you, Dr. Ru? We are so big in celebrating Chinese New Year here on Maui.
That's wonderful. I'm Chinese. I'm happy to hear this.
You know, it is wonderful. It really is. And we are really, here it's a very wonderful celebration that's a big part of mm-hmm. our year. Brown Earth Dog.
Yes.
Round Earth Dog this
yes.
year. And then on Sunday, a workshop, and Monday.
Yes.
Sunday's 11 to 7
mm-hmm.
at your center there at 111
yes.
Connie. And Monday is 10 till 6.
Yes.
And the Science of Oneness workshop is happening. So I know that's a long introduction, folks, but believe me, this is a very deep, deep subject. And I love deep subjects. I know, because this has been my life. And one of the first papers I wrote in Beverly High was about science and religion and if mm-hmm. they could ever meet. And that was many, many years ago.
Wow.
I wrote that when I was
You're
15
the pioneer.
Years old.
and
I didn't,
at an early age, too.
And I couldn't foresee that she would actually be able to have someone like you, Doctor, who has actually a physics degree from the University of Berkeley. UC Berkeley, a PhD, USC Berkeley is impressive. So your background is coming from physics, and it's so interesting that you landed up coming to the Big Island about what year?
2003.
In 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we know Hawaii changes a lot of people, but what happened to you spiritually to combine and look at physics and spirituality when you came to the Big Island?
Yes, when I come to Big Island, I had a spiritual awakening. I was attending a spiritual gathering, and then I suddenly felt the whole universe is full of love. And at that moment, I literally felt this big presence. I will call it the divine. And that experience, you know, the experience of the divine and the divine's love was so real. Actually, I realized it is more real than anything I have ever experienced in my whole life.
Where did you experience that in your beingness? Where would you say that? It was at your spirit, in your head, your heart? Did you feel it in your body? Where did you experience that feeling?
Everywhere. And you actually feel this whole universe is just part of little part of the whole divine's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And the divine's presence is just all, it is about the love. And I realize this whole universe is divine's love for me.
And so as a physics person, someone who studied science for years, how did you translate this experience into your scientific mind?
Yeah, so at that time, I cannot translate at all. And I don't know how to understand it. But I know it's more real than anything I have ever experienced. Actually, that experience completely changed my life. Because before that, I always think about accomplishing things, solving things. And after that, I realized the life is about experiencing the love from the divine.
I think I totally agree with you. It's so interesting that sometimes we think of this, and some people say right brain, left brain, you know, the detail mind, the mental mind, and the spiritual mind or the creative mind. But it sounds like with this experience, you had your first door opening into oneness, which became your passion and what you began, and you are going to be talking about. So how do we combine in this oneness our separate individuation and combine that individuational experience that we have and then relate it back to a higher level again? Because in a way, we're all one, but then we have to experience life separately. And there's this big mystery of this experience of separateness while being one. So how do you put the pieces of the puzzle back together?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's exactly what we're going to do in this workshop. And the Sunday and also Monday. So we're going to actually using quantum physics to explain to people actually in reality, in the higher truth, we are really are one. It's only because our own limited thinking and then we create the reality, we are separate. And because of our thinking and action or feeling speaking of separation, and actually because of those thoughts, we create our challenges, difficulties, and sicknesses. So if we are able to go back to the oneness, and then we can become more healthy, and we can become more, have more joy and more successful in our careers and relationships and businesses. So I'm going to show you in this workshop that oneness is actually the highest power for healing, rejuvenation, and also being successful.
Well, I 100% agree with you. And I always think when I go into meditation, I'm going back to the oneness. However, to function in our daily lives and drive around and do what we're doing and even to write a book, then we have to go sometimes back into the individual self again. And it's so interesting because, you know, here in Hawaii, and I think you experienced a touch of it, there is aloha. And in aloha, there really is that love, you know, that you to a degree of that. And we always say we should try to practice aloha and live aloha, you know, which is love. But here we are when we're going around and doing our individual lives and trying to accomplish things with our mind. We go back to the other part. So here, again, we're going to that bridge that we need between doing our busy life and making money and doing what we have to accomplish and then try to remember that indeed we are one. Yeah. What tricks do you use to always bring you back to that oneness?
Yeah, so in this workshop, I'm going to teach some very powerful techniques, including, you know, one of the things I love to lead people is quantum physics meditation, and to really let you to experience and see and feel and also scientifically at your mind level understand we are all one.
Okay, let's do a couple of steps of that. And if you're driving, remember to keep your eyes on the road. How would you take steps to show people or lead people into that?
Yes. So quantum physics, you may know, it studies on what everything is made of at the microscopic level, you know, at the lower level, at the more detailed level. So basically, you know, I just let people, yeah, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you can, just, you can close your eyes and truly experience yourself at a deep level. And just imagining, you know, you're the quantum physicist and you look deeper into your body and you can feel, you can see, you know, if you look deeper into your body, you can see your body is made of different organs and organ systems. But then if you look deeper into your organs, you will see, you know, your organs are made of cells. So now you just, you know, I usually lead people into a meditation. Now you look deeper into your cells, and then you see your cells is, you know, is made of molecules. And now you look deeper into your molecule, then you will see the molecule is made of atoms. Now you look deeper into the molecules, and then you will see this, you know, the atom, you know, it's made of more atoms. And then you look deeper into atoms, you know, you see they're made of some fundamental particles. But then when the quantum physicists, they look deeper into the fundamental particles, which is the basic building block of everyone and everything, they find that this basic building block is actually empty. They are made of vibrations. Kind of like the vibrations, you know, the waves is in the ocean. They're oscillating up and down and extending over the whole space. And they're traveling constantly. So everything actually is made of vibrations. They're extending over all space and time. So each one of us is really actually a vibrational field. So now feel your vibrational field. And now you feel your vibrational field, actually, you can really sense your vibrational field is not just limited to your body. They actually extend beyond your body, you know, and extends, fill up this whole room you're staying. And they actually even go beyond this room and go to, you know, the roads, go to the fields, the oceans. So you can feel the other people's feelings, because each one of us are vibrational field. That's why we can feel other people's feelings. We can feel what other people's thinkings.
Can we go into those vibrational fields and actually bring to those vibrational fields peace, harmony, light, or do the vibrational fields direct us in those divine aspects of peace, harmony, and life? Are we, who's the conductor?
Yes, that's such a beautiful question. Yes, so for the people who are not, don't know these techniques, usually, or you're unconscious, so your vibrational field carries a lot of information, right? Including your ancestors, what they have done. And also what you have done, not only in this lifetime, could be, if you believe, there's also other lifetimes.
Does that connect with the soul?
Yes, yes. So that those information can affect you. But on the hand, you also have free will. So at each moment, you can also tell yourself the positive informations. And then when you do that, then you can change your vibrational field. So
that's how the programming.
Yeah, that is how the spiritual healing comes to play.
Mm-hmm. And so when you look at other master physicists, and we've had some wonderful master physicists through time. When you look at people like Einstein and others, do you look at their work and see that they were beginning to try to figure out the clues that were going on here? And do you see they were beginning to get some information along what you, I mean, kind of, are we kind of building a whole group of people who are trying to understand the scientific end, what the spiritually we are all about?
Yes, exactly. I think all the scientists, you know, they have been working, trying to understand how the God and the universe or the divine works. That is, I realize, you know, Einstein, in most of his life, he's trying to find the unified field. And I realized, and also in my more than 30 years of in physics, that is my goal, is to find that grand unification theory. And many physicists have been working on to fulfill this goal. And I realized, you know, why they are so dedicated and so passionate about it is really they want to find that God, you know, that the big picture, everything can be unified.
When you hear and see it, things like, of course, we have these observatories and they're sending signals out to try to find out if there's anything out there that will give us answers. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're sending out our own signals to the universe, right, to get us answers back. Sometimes I think the answers are coming already inside people like you, you know, from the universe. Yeah. And the question is, how do you now communicate all this information you're getting back to scientists? So, because a lot of times scientists do not communicate well with people who are spiritual people. Yeah. Sometimes there's this big, like, well, prove it, right?
Right, right.
Because science is based on proof, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we have amazing proof. Because our spiritual, our amazing insight, the amazing spiritual wisdom, actually we find, you know, now we are launching our second book, Tao Science. Mm-hmm. We actually can solve some amazing problem in physics other scientists cannot solve.
Hmm.
So in last year, I published 5 scientific papers in scientific journals, and also I present to the scientific international conferences. So
Do you wear a different hat when you go to scientific? I'm kind of curious as that, because you know you're very well spoken, but scientists expect you to speak their language, don't they?
Yeah, I can. You know, that's my formal training, so I can. You know, actually, I communicate with them in mathematic formulas.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
and what's the feedback been when you go to these conferences?
Oh yeah, they love my research. It's very, it solved a lot of unsolved problem in physics.
Like what? Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, what is dark matter and dark energy? We actually can derive from the formula what is dark matter and dark energy.
Does that relate to nothingness? Is that nothingness and dark matter connect at all?
Yeah, so we actually can come with the mathematic formula to show how our universe is created out of the nothingness, the emptiness, and we actually can write down the mathematic formula. From that mathematic formula, we can calculate what is dark matter, what is dark energy, and we can calculate all the fundamental elementary particles and all the forces.
So when you do this, your own study, you know, I know science is continuing to grow. And I think we as people spiritually sometimes think, I think one of the pitfalls is we think we have the answer, but that indeed I think even nothingness is growing, because nothingness is everything. So possibly as we begin to understand more, we're changing the nature of nothingness as well. And science may be too, because now we're coming to that point that where we can finally experience nothingness, as you did. You experienced love, right? Mm-hmm. And when you experience it, it's very hard to put into words. You call it love, you know, you call God. Mm-hmm. We do that, but this isn't really a scientific description because it's so much more than the words, right?
Yeah, yeah. So actually in our Tao Science, we can show our own action, our own way of thinking, and you know, action actually determines what this universe we manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so like you said, when we change our thinking, the way of our knowing, actually we can change the universe we're experiencing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. If you're just tuning in, we're having a wonderful talk with Dr. Master Rulin Xu, who is going to be talking a lot about this over the weekend with an introduction, a free streaming.
Yes,
workshop.
On Facebook Live.
And what Facebook site do they go to?
So Tao Healing Maui. They can look up Tao Healing Maui and they will find the video streaming.
And a really wonderful celebration that everyone's invited to tomorrow from 10 till 12 at the Maui Mall, which is the Chinese New Year celebration. And then Sunday and Monday, you're going to be getting into what are people going to experience on Sunday and Monday with your workshops?
Yeah, so, and that is a very exciting workshop. So on Sunday and Monday, so you're going to learn why we're one. And more importantly, you will learn why the oneness is actually the purpose of life. And also oneness is the highest power. It will give us the power to have greater influence, greater success, and a better health, even longevity, even immortality, and also as well as extraordinary abilities like flying and all of the amazing, miraculous abilities. And also we're going to also give you the blueprint as well as very deep practice and the blessings in this workshop. So that will help you to go deeper into the oneness. We're going to show with you how actually first, you know, to go to oneness, actually first you need to go oneness within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to show you the three aspects of, actually four aspects of the oneness. One is external. What we observe outside is actually one with our insight. And what is in, and then spiritual and physical is also one. And so physical can influence the spiritual, and spiritual can influence the physical. So they're actually also one. And also the source, the creator, and each one of us also one. And also each one of us are one. So there's many different aspects of the oneness. How can you go deeper into that oneness?
Does the source and creator need us as much as we need the source and creator?
I think we're one, so.
That's a good answer. I agree. You know, you're right there. But we experience it.
Yeah, experience it.
We experience it separately.
Yeah, and also learn how to use it to solve the difficulties, challenges, even sickness in our lives.
But I think we can experience it individually, but I don't think the Creator can experience it individually.
We're one, so creator experiencing right. the oneness through us.
Through us, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it's one. So.
But that, to me, can kind of answer why we exist.
Exactly.
Which is a big question, you know. I mean, why is there, if we're all one and it's all just energy and it's just vibrational fields, why do we think we exist, or why are we even here having this conversation right now?
Right.
Because it is just oneness, but I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me. And if it was all just the universe or God talking, God wouldn't necessarily be talking, because God's just one already and is nothingness, right?
Yes.
So it's this beautiful dance that exists.
Exactly. So in the Tao science, we call the law of yin-yang creation. So there is a yin-yang, and also there's oneness. You know, so this elements are all necessary to create this dance. That's how the universe is created.
And I think it makes us realize how amazing this vibrational field and this energy is.
Yes, yes.
As you begin to experience it.
Yes.
And go deeper and deeper into it.
Yes.
We realize how miraculous it really all is.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yet. I don't know if it ever stops. I just think it keeps going on and on and on. But I don't know. You know, infinity is an interesting, you know, I love that line, infinity and beyond. Because is there beyond infinity? If infinity is infinity, why is there beyond infinity, right? So is there a beyond? I mean, it's the same question. Are you going to black holes, right?
Yes.
What's inside a black hole, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So in the oneness, it's actually eternal. It is also infinite. So that is actually one of the things in quantum physics. Quantum physicists, when they're trying to study the emptiness, they encounter the infinity. At the beginning, they were so scared because, like, how the physics have eternity and infinity. So it's very interesting. So physicists, they already discovered the source, which is the emptiness, which contains infinite energy, infinite matter, infinite wisdom and possibilities.
But it's changing. Some people think it's going faster, some people think it's going slower, and some people think it's expanding, and some people think it's contracting.
Yeah, but whatever you think is what you're going to create. Right, that's another thing we're going to teach, you know, science, quantum physics of the manifestation.
You know, I just love talking to you. I mean, I really think, I get that you get it so much, and it's so beautifully put. And by the way, people can pick up your books, Soul, Mind, Body, Science, System. Is this one, are these, and Tao Science isn't quite out yet, but are these on Amazon and Kindle?
Yes.
And they would go to search it as Dr. and Master, you would go with Dr. Rulin Xu, that's spelled X-I-U. Yes. They'd be able to find that?
Yes.
And your other books, Divine Love?
Yes.
And what's the website, Malia?
For our center, it's SatoriFamilyWellnessCenter.com, and they can also go to Facebook. We have DaoHealingMaui.com, and you will find all the information that we've presented today.
I think it's just fascinating, and I think we're really lucky. Thank you, Malia.
Thank you.
For making it possible to bring these beautiful souls who are master teachers in.
There's an incredible group that is here on Maui. Master Lori Omuro Yamamoto, Master Annette Omuro, and Master Chiami Ban, including our team that have helped to make this all happen.
Well, it's a wonderful team, and I'm seeing wonderful things happen, and I have to honor this, and I say thank you. And it's really wonderful talking to you. I love your mind and your spirit. I like your mind and your spirit, and you're completely right on.
Thank you for inviting me here, and we definitely welcome everyone. Join us in this weekend workshop, and also tomorrow the book signing, at the Chinese Maui Mall.
I'm going to go to that, yeah, for sure, for sure. You can check it out on Facebook, too.
Yes.
So we're very blessed, and I hope you all have a wonderful experience with this, and Gong Hi Fa Choi, too.
Yes, Aloha. Aloha.